The Christie administration is coming under increased scrutiny on a number of fronts for how it's been handling New Jersey's recovery from Superstorm Sandy. In the 14 months since the governor appointed Mark Ferzan to be a storm czar, he rarely made public appearances or answered questions from the press. But he took questions today for the second time in 2 weeks. That's when the mayor of Hoboken accused the Christie administration of withholding Sandy aid unless she would approve a 40-story development. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian covers the Sandy recovery and joins us now. Scott, you've been looking into whether Hoboken got its fair share of Sandy aid. Catch us up on what you've been finding.
Right. Well, as we reported this morning, our initial review of the data, along with our partners, New Jersey Spotlight, our review has found that money from one particular Sandy mitigation program did not appear to go to municipalities according to the criteria laid out for it. And this is important because this is the program at the heart of Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer's allegations that her city was shortchanged on Sandy aid because she didn't support this redevelopment deal. We've been looking at the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, and we've learned there was a ranking system. Some of the factors that were involved in this ranking system were considered the size of the municipality, the population density, the FEMA public assistance history, and whether the city or town had completed an energy audit. So given all those factors, it seems strange, for example, that Hoboken, which has, you know, a population of about 50,000, is the fourth most densely populated city in the state and has a history of flooding, had $80 million of damage from Sandy, that Hoboken was awarded the same amount of funding as places like Mount Arlington and Old DePan, which are pretty tiny communities with populations of less than 6,000. They were hardly damaged in Sandy, and they have comparatively little history of receiving public assistance. And we've also found other irregularities in the ranking as well.
Now, what did Mark Ferzan, Governor Christie's top man on the Sandy recovery, have to say about all this?
Well, I asked Ferzan how he responded to the concern that politics might have played a factor in the distribution of some of this aid, and he said that assertion was unequivocally wrong.
There is nothing that is more highly regulated than federal disaster grants programs. You know, everything must be documented. Everything is subject to review by agency auditors.
Now, there have also been questions about the firing of the state's biggest Sandy contractor. HGI is a private company that was hired to actually help get Sandy victims back in their homes. Now, did Ferzan have any answers about why the contract was terminated?
No, he really didn't have much to say about that, and that was a question that many reporters asked him about. To review, the administration quietly cut ties with this firm back in December, but they never made an official announcement, which has kind of raised some questions about whether something may have been swept under the rug. Ferzan simply called the termination a mutual agreement, and he said the administration had severed the contract because it saw opportunities for efficiencies, in his words. And there were also questions that reporters asked about recent media reports that portions of the Sandy aid had gone to build a senior center in Belleville and luxury apartments in New Brunswick, which are both places that suffered relatively minor damage in the storm. Ferzan responded that it was important to replace housing stock that had been destroyed in other nearby Sandy-affected areas. And he said the administration chose those projects because it had a deadline by which to spend the aid money and that those projects were shovel-ready so they could get started right away.
You've reported previously about Ferzan's promise to provide more transparency, but information has still been hard to obtain. What did he say about today making public the state's decision-making process about Sandy aid?
Well, as part of our ongoing investigation, we've filed a public records request with his office, with the state, and sent a list of detailed questions to officials seeking answers about how these applications from municipalities were scored and ranked in this one particular program. And I asked Ferzan if the administration would be willing to provide copies of its actual score sheets so we could see for ourselves how those decisions were actually made behind the scenes. His response was, he said, you can't just throw out reams of raw data for public consumption. And he said officials were trying to balance being transparent while not giving out too much information.
Scott Gurian is part of our Sandy Rebuild collaboration with New Jersey Spotlight. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.
This is All Things Considered on WNYC.